Yeah, Dave, I'm not getting anything that large. I've actually been thinking about getting rid of the two that I have. Both of them are old as far as that. It's getting more difficult to find someone to do repair on them. Matter of fact, the last guy that I had is retired now, so at the moment I don't have anyone to do any repair on them, but I'm working on that at the moment. So if anything, I would go something lighter, and the one that I'm looking at is only brand new, basically is about $12,000 and not $50,000. But a brand new Goldwing starting price on a one with the automatic transmission is what I would like, so I don't wear my left hand out anymore that it already is. Those even start at $30,000, so I know. For the amount that I get to ride anymore, which is very little, it's not in the cards for that. The other one might be, because it's a lot smaller, it's a lot lighter, and go from two down to one, and I might get more usage out of that in that case. But Bay Cycle up there supposedly had one in the showroom. I'm going to try and get a shot maybe next Saturday to get up and take a look to see if they still have it. I would like to sit on it to see if I'm able to reach the, my feet are able to reach the ground on it, because it seems to sit a little high, and I'm kind of inseam challenged, so that would be the go-no-go thing if I did trade out for something a little lighter and a little smaller. All right, next up on the list, KC8 VOA, and then we'll do a station break. Go right ahead again, Rick.